Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan is our producer extraordinaire and also a man who wasn't here on Friday. But he still sent us pictures and he called in.
Yeah.
And might have, you know, violated things by calling play-by-play on the practice tee.
That's not a violation.
Yeah, I know. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Wow, yeah, you're just so... Keep going.
Dan kept holding up one finger at me, and I thought it was just because he was taking one more swing.
Yeah. I thought Dan did a great job when he called in.
He did do a good job.
Yeah.
He always does.
Dan was at the U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club on Friday when the weather was perfect before it got really nasty later on. Great. Thank you for calling. That was great fun.
Of course, of course.
Thanks for waving at all the people driving by on the turnpike.
That's what we do. We gave a couple of the signs of the truckers to honk a few times, too.
Very cool. Did they honk?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple occasions, especially the one that stands out to me was, so like 8 is probably 10 yards from the turnpike.
Yeah.
I would say give or take. And Jordan Spieth was lining up a putt, and there were truckers just blaring their horns. And I'm not 100% sure, but I also think it's because you had a couple of people who decided to give the old school bus treatment to him of, you know, going down the school bus and everybody pulling the horn.
Yep. Nice. Love it.
Yep. I had a feeling that happened a couple times.
J.J. Spaun, the winner of the U.S. Open. Congratulations to him. The conditions stunk, and we were kicking this around before the show. I agree with Dan. Dan had said, and yesterday there was standing water, and Sam Burns looked for a ruling and said, hey, look, can I get a drop out of this? There's, I'm, you know, squishing, I'm standing in water. He didn't get a drop.
Oh, poor baby.
Spaun bogeyed 5 of his first 6 holes yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
And wins the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I love it.
Only guy under par.
Love it.
That to me is kind of a fascinating thing. And early on in the round, he had, was it the second hole? He bounced an approach shot from about 90 yards. It hit the stick, spun back, and rolled 50 yards off the green. So he basically advanced his ball about 40 yards after it hit the stick because it just kept rolling back, and he made bogey there. That's a bad break from the golf gods, but let's be fair. On the back 9, when he's, you know, trying to win the U.S. Open, dude made a 40-foot putt. Thank you, golf gods.
Yes.
And then made a 65-foot putt on 18 to lock it up.
Oh, it was awesome.
Good putting is when you're dropping every 10-footer, you're dropping every 15-footer, you're dropping 20-footers. When you have a 40-foot putt, when you have a 65-foot putt, good luck. If that goes in, that's a break from the golf gods. You're trying to get it within, you know, like a 2-foot circle of the cup, 3-foot circle. If you can do that, congratulations. That's really good. So, though he had a terrible break early on, little wink from the golf gods on the back 9 there, Andy.
Do you get a better break than when the guy you're playing with hits it just about
I don't know, 2 inches away from where you're going to be putting. I mean, he could not have been able to go to school better than he was on that. I mean, still, that's a 64-foot putt.
65-foot putt.
Yeah, I mean, so that was amazing. I think the big winner yesterday is Oakmont. Like, I'm so tired of listening to you two whine. It was raining. It shouldn't have been playing. Oh, I'm getting wet.
I think we whined for about 30 seconds and it just was right there, didn't we, Dan? 30
seconds too long there. And the 75 seconds that you took up during our conference call this morning was also too long. I mean, come on.
Why don't you just go shave, man?
No, I'm not shaving. I love everything that we watched yesterday. I love the fact that there were 7 players who all had a shot from like 12 in to end yesterday on the final 5 holes, and you just didn't know what was going to happen. Then you put the gods in there and you make it rain on Pittsburgh. I love every second of that because you make the course harder. You've got one person under par for the entire weekend with that many players. Come on, man. The course wins. We win. If you're watching final round action on Sunday, you were a winner. And when J.J. Spahn hits a 64-yard birdie putt to win, then picks up his daughter on Father's Day to go sign the card, he's crying. It's amazing. I thought it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And I don't want to hear you guys whine. Who's raining?
We're not whining.
Dan specifically said they should have stopped playing yesterday and finished it today.
Well, they did stop playing for a while.
There is nothing worse than watching Monday golf after a really exciting Sunday where there was action and it was intensity and the gallery was into it. And then you have to come back on Monday morning because they said, well, it rained too much. You couldn't play in the courts anymore.
Well, the course,
and there's
the
like
course
6 people there, 7 people, and people are eating hot dogs that were there from the day before because they were left in the water. And they're like, oh, okay, you can get a hot dog here. It's leftover from yesterday. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm hungry.
Of course,
that's what they would say. I mean, the USGA was offering refunds to anybody who didn't want to come because it was too muddy and crummy. Oh, that's sad. Tough enough. I expect more out of Pittsburgh than that. I thought they were a tough, hardworking steel town like us. Now, oh, it's raining. I can't go watch. Yes, you can. Go watch the elements. It's part of the game.
People weren't asking. The USGA did that voluntarily.
Doesn't matter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you're hitting and then having to take drops because the drives are falling into puddles, you probably need to give it 24 hours.
Oh, just pick the just squeegee it off. They should have squeegees out there.
Dan, what did you think of the course? You were there on Friday when it was nice.
Long. What blew me away was the fact that there is no water on there. There are no trees anywhere outside of down the first and then off to the, you know, the side. But in the course itself, there are no trees.
And you can see that because, yeah. I mean, you can, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're elevated, you can basically see the entire golf course, correct?
Yes.
Which is kind of a link-style course, which is what Mr. Phones back in the day when he wanted to build this course decided he wanted. Which is weird to see no trees in, you know, our part of the country.
a lot of hills as well. I don't know.
There was a lot of hills.
They did a decent job showing it on TV a little bit. Yeah. It was hills. Like, I'm not in the best shape. Let's not lie to ourselves here, but I'm in decent enough shape. I woke up on Saturday and like my calves and Achilles and that stuff were hurting from having to climb up and down hills all day, you know, just walking through the entire course. It is a golf course and this is going to sound really stupid. It is a golf course that is built to play golf. It is not a golf course that is built to watch golf. I will say that for sure.
Hmm.
It is not a golf course that is built for people to congregate in certain areas. There aren't those natural amphitheater type of situations
It's not Muirfield is what you're saying.
It's not Muirfield. It's not Augusta. It is a golf course that is built to play golf. It is not the best for watching golf.
One thing that I admire about the U.S. Open, and you know, you see players sometimes complain about things. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think we heard too much complaining about the difficulty of the course. There was some, but the only guy under par was the winner, yep. JJ Spaun. And I think that's perfectly okay. You know, when anybody goes out, when most of us go out and play golf, if you're anywhere close to par, you think you've had a really good round. And these guys are, you know, these guys are the best players in the world. Shouldn't they be challenged?
Agree. That's why I love it.
I love U.S. Open layouts because they make it very challenging. Wide open fairways for these guys who can bomb it, you know, what, 320, 340, whatever they bomb it these days, and whatever they care to bomb it. And then if you miss, you know, if you miss your second shot, but you get an easy lie, well, that's not the idea. These guys are so good, I don't need to see them shoot 18 under par. To me, that's not very entertaining. So let's see them be challenged. And I give the USGA a lot of credit for that because they've never really backed off on that. And that's great. Everybody's playing the same course. And if you can fight through, and yesterday, Andy, congratulations to you, the elements.
I love it.
As well. Yeah. Really tough course.
I mean,
tough
you want elements, to be a champion. Do exactly what he did yesterday.
Yeah,
and rebound from a horrible front nine. A
terrible start.
Oh, it's awesome.
Terrible start. But I like the idea that the best players in the world are challenged with a very difficult layout. And whether that be Oakmont or Bethpage Black or, you know, wherever they want to play, when you put it out there and you make it difficult, well, that's good. These guys are the best players in the world. And there's nothing wrong with shooting par. You know, we don't need to see them shoot 20 under par, do we?
No, I hate it. I can't stand it.
It's not as entertaining.
I was looking at the list for the College Championship out at Firestone coming
like
up.
A drive and a wedge for these guys. It's like, well, why are we even bothering?
Do you remember, you know? Didn't Vijay Singh win like at 22 under one time at Firestone? Vijay Singh had like some amazing.
I don't recall.
He did, yeah. I'm just trying to remember what it was. It was, and you know, I mean, if it's birdie after birdie after birdie after birdie after birdie, it's like, okay, I get it. The course isn't hard enough for these guys.
The one thing about golf today, I wonder, the USGA puts together a tough layout, obviously. They make a tough course even tougher, you know, with the long grass and fast greens and the lengthened holes. If I'm not mistaken, Oakmont usually plays to a par of 71. They took a stroke away, played to a par of 70. And that's okay. I think you either, especially for the PGA Tour, challenge these guys. And I think the way to do that might be golf courses and tinkering with the courses like that. I keep wondering, where's the balance going to be between a tough course and restrictive equipment? You know, are you going to have a ball that doesn't fly as much and make that mandatory? You know, are you going to tone down drivers? You know, when these guys are at 240 yards and hitting 5 irons, it's like, oh my gosh, how is that even possible? Is it the ball? Is it the club? Is it the weight training that these guys are doing today? The conditioning? They're hitting 5 irons 240. Well, you know, they're trained to hit 5 irons close to the pin, so that's not a huge challenge, right? Is it? I don't know. All I know is it was a pleasure to watch these guys have to play golf, kind of like the rest of us.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like it.
You know what I mean?
I know. I just the elements, everything were great yesterday. I loved every minute of that.
And
yesterday.
Congratulations to Spahn. That was a terrific effort by him, overcoming five bogeys in his first six holes to win the U.S. Open. That's amazing in and of itself. The Guardians bogeyed five of their. Oh no, they didn't. They just scored five runs in three games in Seattle. Chris Ossenheimer covers the G's for the Chronicle Telegram. He's going to join us next, and I'm going to ask him. Is there a report that I saw? Trade asset, Shane Bieber. Does that make any sense to anybody? Ossenheimer's next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.